Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Dub Nation, time for Mark Spears to put down the pen and pick up the mic. Here's the senior NBA writer for Anscape.com with Tolbert and Copes on KNBR 104.5 at 6-8 and KNBR.com, the sports leader.
Tom Tolbert, Carrie Crowley filling in for Adam Copeland, who's down in L.A. for a little wedding and then off to Philadelphia. We always enjoy Mark Spears of Anscape.com's participation on the show. What's going on, Mark?
Can I get a certificate of participation?
You can. I'll go get you one.
One of those.
I'll get you a blue ribbon.
On a really bad team, right? You get a certificate of participation as a kid.
What do you mean? They give those out all the time now. Everybody gets those. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a ribbon. Everybody gets a patch. Everybody gets a certificate.
Nah.
Everybody gets a juice box. Everybody gets a slice of orange.
If you weren't top three in our day, you got that terrible certificate.
And see, if you were to get a trophy for instead of getting a certificate, and you didn't have to work for what you got, you wouldn't be where you are now. You wouldn't. You would have thought, oh, I'm good. Right. Everybody's telling me I'm awesome. Well, not you per se, but, you know, people you played with. Because obviously you were stellar.
I'd be dancing on the street for money.
Oh, that'd be a sight here in Alameda. I'd definitely go check that out.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do our. We didn't do this last week, but we check in about every 2-3 weeks on State of the Warriors. I mean, they're 500, coming off a really nice win over Memphis. But again, we've seen them beat Memphis before. Hell, we saw them win 5 in a row at home before. We just haven't seen them go 8-2, 11-4, and 15. Like, we haven't seen them put together. A good 2-3 weeks of consistent basketball where you look at them and go, okay, that's a team that I'm talking about. No matter where they are in the playoffs, they could make something happen. Do you believe they will do that? Let me put it to you this way. Do they need to do that for you to believe they can do it?
Well, one, they probably need to play Memphis every game. They enjoy playing them. They show up, right? They show up against Memphis every time, but God forbid, have Houston come to build. no telling what you're going to get, man. But I'm cautiously optimistic about them right now, despite losing 6 of their last 10 games. They're getting healthier. They're getting more used to their rotation. Kuminga is back, which is huge. You know, Wiseman's back. And I talked to a Western Conference coach today who told me he's worried about 3 teams, the Warriors, the Clippers, and the Lakers. And I said, well, why? Man, they're getting healthy. And other than, like, Denver and, I guess, Memphis to a certain extent, no one really ran away. So, I mean, if you look at it, the Warriors are just 3.5 games out of the third spot. They finally rattled off some good basketball. You know what I mean? Just like everybody up top. I mean, Sacramento's played late, but last night was a terrible loss. New Orleans has fallen apart. I saw them last night. Clippers are going to be playing better. They've won 3 in a row. Dallas is going south. And the Lakers, you know, are getting Anthony Davis back, and they just got Rui Hachimura. So, I see the Lakers more so. If I'm the West, they're making you shaking your boots just yet. But I can see the Clippers and the Warriors moving up the ladder.
Well, don't worry. Anthony Davis will get hurt in 3 weeks. I mean, that's just a given. Trust me, I hope he doesn't. I'd love to see him finish out the year because I like watching him play. But, God, this guy, he goes down last night. I was like, oh, did you hurt an ankle again in your first game back? He ultimately got back up.
You know, I love AD as a person. We bonded in the bubble a little bit on the amazing margaritas that they had available in the gift shop. The canned margaritas. I had one, and I got him one. He's like, good. I said, I know, bro, they're good. But anyways, when you have a press conference, you say in the press conference that, you know, you love your new deal when you sign this contract because you know, been known to be injury prone. It's safety for you. Like, that's concerning, right? Like, he basically straight up said, hey, man, like, I'm injury prone. And so I really love watching him play. He's an amazing basketball player. He's so talented. When he's healthy, he's one of the best in the league. But health-wise, I don't know if there's any more player in the league I'm more concerned with than him.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's like clockwork every single year. So I noticed you didn't mention
Zion's competing with him.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right. I should have mentioned him because I thought about him a couple days ago. I was like, these two guys, you could set your watch to it. They're going to get hurt at some point during the season. So you didn't mention Denver.
Who would you put your money on to play more games with these?
Nobody. I could, if I had to.
I'd pick one of them two dudes. Both
probably
guys.
Davis, just because Zion's are more muscle related, soft tissue related, and until he loses some of that weight, I think the stress on the body is always going to be there. Like, I think he's more likely to get hurt without like somebody crashing into his leg or him falling down awkwardly and spraining his ankle. Like Anthony Davis always seems to, he doesn't know how to fall. He's like falling all over the place. The guy falls all the time. And he seems to get hurt that way. But Zion's a guy that just because of his body, I think he's more prone to injuries that have nothing to do with anything freaky. And so I would probably put my money on Anthony Davis, but trust me, it wouldn't be a lot of money at all.
But Tom, I'll say this, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I saw a lot of Tom Tolbert basketball, right?
Too bad.
You guys are built similarly.
Who?
Not get hurt. You're no, a big dude.
I wasn't that big. I mean, he's a tank. I mean, I was big. I was like 6'8", 245, but I wasn't. I mean, his legs are massive. I mean, he's thicker than I was.
Back in your time, you looked bigger than you were. You know,
I couldn't afford to get hurt, Mark. I had to get my money.
Yeah,
I didn't care if my limbs were falling off. I'm like, yo, man, I'm good. You don't even have a left arm. I'm good. Trust me. I can go do it.
But I think Zion, as crazy as might sound, I think he should visit with a track coach. Because if you watched, I've never seen an NBA player run, like, so hard.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Like,
it looks like a dinosaur running up and down the court. Like the whole ground shakes.
Yeah. Like he needs some twinkle Fred Flintstone twinkle toes. Like, and I've wondered if like they've ever on the LSU or Tulane track and haven't worked with the track coaches to be lighter on his feet. Like even when he walks like. This isn't disrespectful, but he walks like a, like you said, a dinosaur. He walks hard.
Yeah.
And it's like every ounce of his body is in every step. I'm not one to like, hey, I got the worst knees in the world. I'm not one to beat up on him. But he just, in college, remember when he ran out of his shoe? Like he,
oh, yeah.
he
blew just it out.
He just runs hard.
Right. He walks hard. Like every time, I don't know. Raise your hand if when Mark said walks hard, you thought of Dewey Cox. I did. Thank you very much. Let me ask you about Denver because I know that's
the one. I
don't
know who that is, but I don't think I need to.
Dewey Cox walks hard. Fantastic movie. John C. Reilly. Check it out. In theaters near you 20 years ago. You didn't mention Denver, and I get it because no one's scared of Denver. But I've watched enough of Denver this year to know this isn't like the same Denver team. Like Jamal Murray is getting better and better as the season goes on. Porter's another guy you worry about. We could almost put him in the mix with those other two. Like he's going to get hurt at some point. But when he's healthy and Jokic is just Jokic, we know what he can do. Aaron Gordon, he may be having one of his best years as a pro because now he's in that four slot. They don't have to. He doesn't have to do a lot of the stuff they were asking him to do that he wasn't capable of doing. So he's like perfect for that role. And then Bones Highland's been really good for him. I mean, I think I don't know. I'll say this, Mark. I don't think it's the same Denver team you could just look at when it comes playoff time and go, eh, I'm not scared of Denver. And they might have home court.
No,
which would be big.
You definitely have to be fearful of them, but you know how it is. They haven't got over that hump yet.
Yeah, of course.
I don't count the bubble. I don't. That doesn't count. The Clippers quit.
Yeah.
The Clippers gave them a free pass to the dance, right? The Western Conference Finals. So I don't count that. And the Lakers just smashed them in the West Finals. Like I don't count the bubble stuff. But I got to see performance from Joker, like to get him over the hump. And like I said, it's always been health. Like, I got to see it. I've been watching Denver Nuggets basketball for a long time. I covered them for 8 years. They had a great regular season team.
Mm-hmm.
Playoffs. They always figure out a way to go home. NBA franchise. They've been around, they have never been to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Teams on that list, right? Or maybe there are more, but that have been around. How many teams have been around since 76? NBA merger have not been to the finals. Like, they're on that short list. And I just got to see it to believe it. I still think the Warriors would beat them in the best of seven. I still think a healthy Clipper team beats them in the best of seven.
I get it.
Yeah. I'm just playoffs are different because there's days off between games. Clay will play in every game. He gets hurt because there's, you know, he ain't got to worry about no back-to-backs. I got to see it, man. I have no problem spending time in Denver. I used to live there. I know some folks. I'll take you out to Vail one off days, man. You know, we'll get some Coors. But I just feel like there's some jinx there, man. Like they just can't get over the hump. They had, you know, played Kobe in the Western Conference Finals and had two bad turnovers, like off of inbound passes that ruined the series. I just feel like them and the Clippers are doomed for some reason.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles. Discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, I'll take you up on that Vail trip, though. Having some Coors may not be Tom's ideal afternoon, but that'll work for me, Mark. I wanted to ask you, one thing we were talking about before we brought you on was Dame Lillard last night with an easy 50 3/4, 60-plus points, and it feels like some other star in the NBA is doing this every other night, 50-plus, 60-plus. Is it just as simple as no one's playing defense right now? What do you make of all these scoring binges?
I just think these dudes are too good, man. it's crazy how good they are. Like, so far, there have been, I believe, four players that have scored 60, right? Which is absolutely incredible. Damon Lillard, Luka, Donovan Mitchell have each recorded a 60-point game this season. This is the fourth season in NBA history where three different players each had 60-point game, including in 2021. So it happened recently, 89-90 and 61-62. But golly, before 2021, it had been a while. I don't know that I have the answer as to why. What you're saying could be right, but watch games and see guys just dogging on defense. I just think that When it comes to a guy like Dame Lillard or Donovan Mitchell or Luka Doncic, like their way of survival is them guys having great games. Like, that's the only way they could really win. So because of the three, because of the depth of their shot that they could take now, that I just think that the teams give them the greenest of lights now that perhaps we haven't seen in NBA history other than Wilt Chamberlain.
How dangerous do you make the Brooklyn Nets right now? Because they're playing some pretty good basketball even without KD. And Kyrie's playing as good as he's played maybe since he's been with the Nets. That Claxton kid is really nice. And that boy, he fits into that team perfectly. Like, he does what Looney does for the Warriors, except he's super athletic. And he can finish around the rim, and he can get the ball. He gives him a vertical threat, too. And Harris and Seth haven't really even shot the ball all that well yet. But at that team, when KD gets back, that's a team, because they were right there in the second spot for a little bit, and then KD got hurt, and they slipped back to fourth. But what do you make of that team? Because I was thinking, it's probably the Bucks and the Celtics. The Sixers have been playing good, and the Nets have been playing good. To me right now, it's a four-team race, and I'm not even so sure I might not put Brooklyn ahead of Milwaukee when they're healthy.
Yeah, I mean, KD's the difference. They're capable of beating anybody when KD's playing. I think that I would not be surprised if they maybe move some of their shooting for some size. Mm-hmm. They got Joe Harris. They got Curry. They got Patty Mills, who doesn't see the light of day at all. They got Cam Thomas. They got a lot of shooting on that team. So if I were them, you could never – there's several teams that could use one of those guys, like see if you could pry a big away, because they're also probably the lightest team in the league as well. And then – Ben Simmons, man, it's time. He has to step it up. There just seems to be some kind of mental block offensively that he hasn't been able to get through. But to me, he is the X factor for them being special. And I don't know if he's going to get back to where he was. But if he could get close to that, then this is a championship team.
What is Rui Hachimura being to the Lakers, and how much better will they be? A little size on the wing, some athleticism, which they desperately needed. I thought with the assets they had, like, that was a pretty damn good trade for them.
Yeah. No, I mean, Rui, been watching him a lot since Gonzaga days. Little player, can pretty much kind of do everything. I'm not going to call him a poor man's LeBron, but he kind of, you know, plays in similar fashion. And he's going to be a free agent. So the Lakers are expected to re-sign him, which, you know, intrigues me in terms of, like, to me, this is, they're basically saying, like, this is our free agent. Losing Russ, I believe, would have gave him some money to do something next summer. But now that they're getting Rui in, like, you don't make that trade for Rui and not re-sign him. So I think he gives them some depth. They were kind of thin up front. They're another team like Brooklyn that has a bunch of guards. So Kendrick Nunn was expendable. I don't know if they have any draft picks left. Like, do they have any over the next couple of years? Like, do they even show up to the draft? Like, man, just save your money, you know. But I do like the pickup. I do think he takes some heat off of LeBron, especially AD, because his last game with the Wizards, he had 30. So, I mean, if he could give him something in the 15 to 20 range every night, I think that's a fantastic pickup for him.
I loved what he did. Had 30 and then went to the locker room and said, I don't know if I've requested a trade. I don't know. I want to be somewhere that wants me. That was good stuff by him. Now he finds himself in L.A. Hey, Mark, last one from me. All-star starters announced tonight, later on this evening. Yeah. Any surprises? Any thoughts on, really strong thoughts on guys who should be starters?
Well, I know it's going to be – keep an eye on whether Anthony Davis gets in or not, right? Or if Zion gets in or not. And then KD, because those are all guys that could potentially be replaced. But, you know, I guess AD's back, so he'll be there. But it's I kind of feel bad for, you know, saw a guy like, who am I going to, like, when you see a Sabonis, right, and what he's done. And then Anthony Davis gets in and he's barely played this season, right? Like, so that's the hard thing about the voting in is people that probably don't deserve to be rewarded to be starters. It's a popularity contest. And I think they try to even it out with the media vote and the coach vote and stuff like that. But, you know, ultimately it's a beauty contest. And, I think those two dudes in Sacramento, man, Sacramento better have somebody on that team next week when they announce the reserves. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Steph will be on there. I think Damian Lillard's deserving. I saw Anthony Edwards last night. He's been amazing. But as you guys know, there's only 12 spots. So I'm really curious about, you know, how some of the popular folks are going to end up making it. But there's some young guns, man, that I hope get a chance. Like, does Lauri Markkanen get in from Utah? I think he's had a fantastic year, and they're the host team. But it's only 12. Like, they can only keep 12. And interesting thing, and I don't know if you guys saw it, is that they're going to pick teams before the game starts, which is like the greatest pickup game ever.
If De'Aaron Fox doesn't get in, that's a crime. And yeah. Like, I know Anthony Edwards has been good, but the Kings have been better than the Timberwolves, and he's the tip of the
he's
spear.
He's got to be there, bro.
He's the tip of the spear on that team. I mean, he's been so good. If he's not in, there should be an investigation. I don't even know who's in yet.
Well, but what's interesting of that, to your point there, Tom, is that's the coach. That's on the coaches now. After today, the reserves are on the coaches. So if the coaches don't vote them in, I mean, I'm sure, like, Mike Brown's going to be calling everybody, like, pushing. Like, they deserve somebody. They got the third best record right now. Where are they at? Where are they Tuesday? I think the coaches vote on Tuesday or have to have their votes in by Tuesday. That's the thing. Like, they're kind of on a thin ice on the third spot. Like, having beaten Toronto probably would have solidified things. And – you know, I'm talking to a guy like C.J. McCollum, who's basically kept the Pelicans afloat, but Pelicans have lost so much, maybe he falls out of it, even though he's been carrying that franchise on his back for like a month and a half. So I'm really curious to see how this team pans out.
Well, how many reserve guards do you get? Probably five.
You have it's two, three front court players and two wild cards.
So three front court players, two wild cards, and what about the back court? What do you get for back court?
Two guards? Players.
Oof. Because I'm just looking at it right now, and the guys that would be
two wild cards.
Okay, the guys that would pique my interest from guards in the Western Conference that aren't going to be starters would be Jamal Murray, Fox.
You think he's deserving? Oh, wow. Okay.
Jamal Murray, yeah, I think he's close. I mean, hey, they got the best record in the league. Yeah, he's their second best player. So I like rewarding teams that win. McCollum, George. Booker's out because he hasn't played enough. Clay's not going to – I don't think Clay will be on it this year. Edwards' team. Okay, so Edwards might be in there. He might be in the mix somewhere. Dame Lillard. Probably in the mix somewhere, and that's about it. So you got
I can't see them not putting Dame in.
Yeah, he'll be there. I think he'll be there. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the problem.
The bonus probably talent. Does the bonus make it? Like,
well, to me, if one of them makes it, it's got to be Fox. But I mean, God, that's the problem with the West. Ever since we've been talking about this, I mean, like 15, 20 years, it seems like the West is so stacked with guards. And it'd be even more stacked if, like, Booker was playing, you put him in there, right? He'd be playing if he had enough games. He just doesn't have enough games to be there. So it'd be interesting.
Ball get in this time, like the Suns probably don't get one, right?
Probably not. I wouldn't think they would. I wouldn't think so. No. I just hope he gets in. Be good for the Kings. Be good for the city.
So does marketing get in?
That's a good question. Again, I have to go over all the rosters and try to figure out who's going to.
Record is so bad now. Like, they started off so hot. Their record is so bad. And to your point, like the Kings, that's why I think if the Kings can maintain their position, they might be able to swing too. But they better have one.
I would agree. Mark, enjoy New Orleans. Enjoy being back home. We will talk to you again next week. We'll have all the All-Star rosters, all that kind of fun stuff. So we will catch up with you. Enjoy the games. Enjoy home. And we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, brother. Take care.
All right, man.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.